Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Thank you for worshiping this morning. Give your praise and glory. Worship Him, worship Him, worship Him. Worship Him, worship Him, worship Him. Worship Him, worship Him, worship Him. He deserves our praise. And He deserves our glory. And our honor. Lift up your voice and worship Him this morning. He has been faithful to us, causing us to see the first day of this month. In the mighty name of Jesus, bringing us, oh Lord, thank Him for what He has done for us this year. Thank Him for January. Thank Him for February. Thank Him for March. Praise Him for May. Praise Him for June. Thank Him for July. Thank Him for August. Thank Him for September. And thank Him for bringing you into this very new month. My Lord and my God, if it hadn't been for You, where would we have been? But by Your grace, we are alive to see this very day. And so from the bottom of our hearts, we say thank You. We say thank You.
Thank You.
We say thank You.
Thank You.
We say thank You.
Thank You.
Thank You for the breath in our lives. Thank You for Your goodness. Thank You for Your mercy. Your compassion, it never fails. It is new every single day.
Hallelujah.
Thank You, Lord, for that which You have packed for us in this month, O God. Thank You for that which You have packed for us for the next 3 months of this year. Everything that You have for us, that You have planned for our lives, may it be fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
May none of it fall to the ground. For You said Your word will never return to You for, but it accomplishes that for which it was sent. We give You praise and glory. And we are cognizant of the fact of what's going on in our nation. We pray for all the people impacted by the storms in various parts of this nation, Lord. Thank You for all the good testimonies, but we are also conscious of the fact that there are hurting people. Lord, stretch out Your hands over them, O God. Let them know Your love in the beginning this season. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. And I'll talk to God and say, God, speak to me this morning. Lord, minister to me this morning. The Bible said that in Psalm 84 verse 7, 34 verse 7, it says, they go from strength to strength, each one appearing in Zion. Lord, let me go from strength to strength. Let my strength be renewed this morning. Let me receive the revelation of Your word that will transform my life and take me from glory to glory. Oh, the entrance of Your word gives light. You sent a word to Jacob and it lighted upon Israel. In Isaiah chapter 9 verse 8, you say, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it, overcome it. Lord, let us receive the revelation of Your word. We give You praise. We give You glory. We thank You, O God. I receive utterance to deliver Your word this morning. Speak through me by Your Spirit. Let me speak as the oracles of God. And let me know how to speak a word in season to him that is worthy. For a word in season, how good it is. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. Everybody said a big amen.
Amen.
Say 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 a big amen. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You so much for coming out this morning. We truly appreciate it. And I hope everyone had a blessed week. I just get excited. I'm like David. I was excited when they said, let's go to the house of God.
Amen.
I get excited coming into the house of God. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And so all last month, we've studied on who God has made us to be in Christ Jesus and our authority in Him. And that topic, we can study it from now till Jesus Christ comes. Because it's so important to our Christian walk to know, to know who we are in Christ. And this thing, it doesn't, I mean, once you discover it, I mean, go over all these messages, look up the scriptures, let them get into your heart. But once you discover who you are in Christ Jesus, it makes a big difference. It doesn't matter whether you are young, whether you are old, it makes a big difference. I remember as a teenager, I went to a high school, a boarding high school, and one day somebody came to steal my shoes, and I just began, I was a teenager, but I just began to see some of these things, and you don't steal my shoes. I came and my shoes were not there, so I said, devil, bring my shoes back. I knew who was behind the situation. I said, bring my shoe back. And within a couple of days, my shoes were lying there safe and intact. Glory to God.
Amen.
So learn your authority, learn your dominion in Christ Jesus so the enemy doesn't steal from you. I don't know what you've been trying to steal, but in my case, it was shoes at that time, and I took it back. But glory be to God. But today, all this month, we'll be studying on the subject of faith. And that's a topic that we can also study on for a very long time. But by the grace of God, I will give us we'll try to delve into it enough to give us, for us to have enough for us to walk in victory. So let's turn our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. It says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is not seen was not made out of things that are visible. Notice that. And then, notice verse 6, and without faith, it is impossible. It is impossible. Let us say that. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever will draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him.
Amen.
Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the elders of the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. That means that everything that we see in the visible realm that God created come out of something invisible, and it came out of the word of God through faith. Okay. It also means that everything good that we will see in our life will have to start from the invisible and work from that standpoint to come to the visible.
Amen.
Amen. Come on.
Then he continues to say that without faith, there are some things that are impossible. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So if it is impossible to please him without it, and God doesn't give us the means that to whereby faith can reproduce, then we can question his justice. But if he has given us a way by which faith can be produced, then it's our fault if we don't have faith.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, to be successful as a Christian, there are three things that you primarily will need to know about faith. You need to know what faith is. Then, once you know what it is, we need to know how it comes. And then once you know how it comes, you have to know how to it's released. Because you can have faith in your heart, but without being released, like having money in your pocket, and not, you have to put it into circulation for it to work for you. So important. Last week, the suit that I wore, after I went home, I discovered that there was money in there. And I had forgotten about the money. I put it there a long time ago. But as soon as I saw it, I said, money, come with me. I'll put you to use. I actually started using it before we left the building. I gave some to somebody. I said, come with me. Let me this money. It was, but the point is, it was in my jacket. It was there the whole time, but I had to put it into circulation for it to be of value. So you have to, we have to know what faith is, know how it comes, know, and then know how to release it.
Come on.
But today we want to focus on the what it is and the value, and then we'll get into how it comes. Faith is a spiritual force. It's a spiritual weapon by which we walk. I mean, it's so important that's how we live the Christian life. It confers on us a sense of dominion. He's saying that it's the conviction of things not seen. It's in the invisible realm, and also it's I mean, for us to experience God's best, it's our capital deposit to access everything that God has purpose for us. You see, it's ultimately it is going to be done for us according to our faith. And we'll look at a couple of instances in the Bible as well. And then also, there is nothing that is, it says, if we can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Faith makes the impossible possible. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. This was a man that came to Jesus looking for deliverance for his child. Thank you, Lord. He says, and Jesus said to him, let's start from verse 21. And Jesus asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood, and has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion and help us. And Jesus said to him, if you can, he switched the responsibility back to the man. All things are possible for one who believes. All things are possible for one who believes. Because he had brought the son to the disciples for them to do something, and the disciples couldn't do it. And so he's asking Jesus, if you can do something, help me. Jesus reversed it and said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes.
Yes.
How many things are possible?
Oh,
let me hear it louder. How many things are possible?
Oh,
that means that the things that you thought were impossible in your life are not impossible when you believe. All things are possible to him who believes, Jesus said. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And then let's turn to Mark chapter 5, verse 28. Mark chapter 5, verse 28. Thank you, Lord. It is to everyone according to his faith. Notice. Thank you, Lord. Let's start from verse 24. And it says, and a great crowd followed him and thronged about him. And there was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and who had suffered much under many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard the report about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. Notice the phrase, she had heard the report about Jesus. For she said, if I touch even his garment, I will be made whole. And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving that power had gone out from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, who touched my garment? And his disciples said to him, you see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, looking what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And verse 34, and he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well.
Amen.
Go in peace and be healed of your disease.
Amen. Amen. Come on, come on.
Yes,
come on.
Yes.
Jesus is around. Oh, walk with me through this. He's there walking around there with the power. The crowd is
Jesus. People are thronging him and touching him. But this woman, notice what she first did. She said, when she heard, we'll get back to that point later, but she had reports about Jesus, and faith came, and she decided to do something about it. She said, if I may touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. So what she said is what she believed.
Amen.
Your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ will make you whole. Oh, a deplorable condition. She spent all her money on physicians. Now she still is no better. But that day she decided that I'm going to give this Jesus an opportunity. I'm going to go to Jesus. I have heard report about him that people touch them in their very clothes and they are healed. I am not going to be a doubter. I am going to be a believer. Amen. I am going to go where he is. And if I may touch, I shall be made whole as well. Amen. Your faith in Jesus Christ will make you whole as well.
Amen.
He says your faith has made you whole. That's what Jesus, that's what God is interested in, your wholeness. Because now, not only has she been healed of her sickness, she doesn't have to keep spending that money on those physicians that keep spending the money.
Amen.
Her financial situation has changed also. Jesus is interested in your wholeness. Your faith has made you whole. Oh, my Lord. Every impossible situation is reversible by faith. I can tell you by experience and by the word of God.
Come on.
In that same story, you see, Jairus had come to Jesus. And he told Jesus that my daughter is at the point of death. But I please come and lay hands on my daughter and that she may be healed and live. And while he was on the way is when this woman interrupted him. And when this was happening, the servants of the man came to Jairus and said, please don't bother the master. Don't bother the master. This, your daughter is dead. Think about it. Jairus didn't say a word. All Jesus said to him was, do not be afraid, only believe. Do not be afraid, only believe. In other words, Jesus is saying, I've got this. There is nothing that cannot be reversed. There is no situation that cannot be turned around. I am master over death. Do not be afraid, only believe. Do not be afraid, only believe. Only believe. Only believe. At this morning, I don't know what you may be confronted with that may look like death. I don't know what in your life may look impossible, may look like it's gone way too far, that nothing can be done about it. I tell you, this is not Jesus' first day on the job. No. This is not his first day on the job. Do not fear, only believe.
Amen.
Faith can turn every impossible situation around. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak by the word of God. Every death situation in your life, any situation in your life that is not meant to be there, in the name of Jesus, I speak life to it this morning. If that's you, say a big amen.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. You see, if you can believe the word of God, there will be a performance of the word of God in your life. That's what the angel told Mary in Luke chapter 1, verse 45. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am having fun this morning.
Yeah. Amen. Come on.
Luke chapter 1, verse 45. Thank you, Lord. Want to see the value of it and why we need to develop our faith. It says, and blessed is she who believed that there will be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. There will be a performance. Blessed is she who believed. He was questioning how this will be done. How will I in the natural be able to give birth? That's what I'm talking about this morning. The impossible becoming possible. God. When Amen. You believe the word of God, despite what you see in the natural, there will be a fulfillment, or the King James said, there will be a performance.
Yes.
Of the word of God. It is believing the word of God that causes it to be performed in our lives. See, faith is simply believing what God has said. It's simply believing what God has said. And notice what it also says in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Thank you, Lord. When we believe the word of God, there is power, there is virtue released, and testimonies as a result. And so Mary gave birth to that child when she believed the word of God. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation. Notice, to everyone who believes. To everyone who believes. To the Jews first and also to the Greek. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because the power of God is resident in the gospel, and everyone who believes it, power is released.
Amen.
That word salvation there includes the whole program of God. Not just the new birth. It includes deliverance. Everything that you need. We will ever need the power. So when she believed, power was released. God had kept saying, I kept saying, my son is coming, my son is coming. When she believed what the angel told her, conception took place. Power was released. It's the same way the gospel is the power. The gospel is the power of God. The gospel is the power of God. When we believe it,
amen. Come on.
Thank you, Lord. Power is released. Because when we believe His word, we are believing the one who spoke that word. The one who spoke that word. The one who spoke that word. It is believing. It's a force that determines. That determines the happiness in our lives. Thank you, Lord. And also, I mean, that woman, she said in her heart, faith is of the heart. It is not of the head. I mean, as you can believe what you see, but we are talking about spiritual faith here. It's of the heart. The same in Matthew chapter 9, verse 21, describing the woman with the issue of blood. She said within herself. And Romans 10:10 says that for with the heart, man believes.
Yes.
With the heart, man believes. With the heart, man believes. We'll get that back to Romans chapter 10. But I'm just laying the foundation here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And also, faith will always culminate in good reports. He says, by it the elders obtain a good report. Hebrews 11:2. A good report that we will see in our life, we are going to see it when we walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Faith activated the healing power of God that made the woman whole. Jesus will always respond to our faith. Notice what he said to the blind man in Matthew chapter 9, verse 27. Thank you, Lord. Matthew chapter 9, verse 27. Thank you, Lord.
Bless Jesus.
Come on. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And as Jesus, Matthew 9, 27, as Jesus passed on from there, two blind men followed him, crying aloud, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he entered the house, the blind man came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" That's the question that he's asking you this morning. Do you believe that I'm able to do this?
Come on, come on.
Thank you, Lord. They said to him, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord." Notice that they came to Jesus. And they were as blind as they were before when they got there.
Yes.
You can be in the presence of Jesus, but when you don't release your faith, nothing will happen.
Amen.
The woman with the issue of blood, so many people were thronging Jesus. Their power was as strong as ever.
Yes.
Nobody received the healing except for that woman.
Mm-hmm.
You can be in the presence of Jesus. You can be in the presence of God, but you have to release your faith. The first question is, do you believe I'm able to do this?
Come on, amen.
They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it done to unto you. According to your faith, be it done unto you. According to your faith, be it done unto you.
Come on. Amen.
And their eyes were open. They believed that Jesus was able to do it. Healing, he responds and holds us in every area of our life. He responds to our faith. So, thank you, Lord. And then also, what is the value of faith? Faith quenches all the fiery darts of the enemy against us. Faith quenches all the fiery darts of the enemy against us. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Quenches all the fiery darts of the enemy against us. He was talking about the armor of God that he says, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one.
Amen.
And take the helmet of salvation. But notice it says, take the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. The flaming darts of the evil one against your mind, against your health,
yes,
against your children,
yes,
against
yes,
your business. In the mighty name of Jesus,
yes,
by that shield of faith, you
yes,
can take it
yes,
and break
yes,
all his fear.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That is the value of it.
Yes.
And then also, I mean any door. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 5, he says, a great door has been opened for me, but there are many adversaries. He's putting it in different words. Thank you, Lord, for a wide door of effective work has been opened to me, and there are many adversaries. This morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, I don't know the enemy, the devil, or his enemy, or anything that may be standing against the doors that God has opened for you, or any doubt that may have been shot at you from the camp of the enemy itself. In the mighty name of Jesus, may you quench those fairy darts, and may you go through every door that God has opened for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, if you believe it, say it aloud, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. So why do we need to develop our faith?
Come on.
Number one, it is a command. Several times in the scriptures he says it. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. It's not an option. It's not an option. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody say, where is Habakkuk?
Yeah.
That those are books for pastors. No, it's for all of us. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. It says, behold, his soul is puffed up. It is not upright within him. But the righteous shall live by his faith. The righteous shall live by his faith. The righteous shall live by his faith. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. After he said the gospel was the power of God in verse 16, verse 17 says, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith, for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
Yeah.
You live by faith or you die by doubt.
Yeah.
That is how we live. Notice again what he said. He repeats the same thing. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. Thank you, Lord. He repeats the same thing to them again. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall everywhere be established. Now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith. The righteous shall live by faith. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. The King James says, now he adds now to it. But my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrink back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone shrinks back from the faith, like remember he says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. If you shrink back, he says, my soul has no pleasure in him.
Yeah.
Come on.
Because that is how we are supposed to live.
Mm-hmm.
That is our lifestyle. Thank you, Lord. Just like you need your natural heart to breathe, everybody needs to develop their faith. According to your faith, let it be unto you. Everyone needs to develop their faith. Thank you, Lord. And then number two, it is our access to our inheritance in Christ. Everything that has been done for us in Christ, we have to access it by faith. Remember the woman that came to Jesus in Matthew chapter 15, verse 28. I mean that account, the child was tormented by demons. And Jesus said, it is not good to take the children's bread and cast it out to dogs. The woman said, you may call me a dog. Oh, but I know that the dogs eat from the crumbs that fall from the table. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, if she was outside. She was outside. But she persisted and she got her child delivered. Jesus said, according to your faith again, let it be unto you. If she was outside and got of the crowds, how much more you and I that are in the kingdom of God, that are children of God, and he has set a table before us. We can partake of what's on the table by faith. Thank you, Lord. And it's also, we need faith for our personal victory, our triumph, and our conquest in life. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Thank you, Lord. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. This is the victory. This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Notice what was said about Daniel in Daniel chapter 6, verse 23. Daniel chapter 6, verse 23. Thank you, Lord.
Bless Jesus.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. Some of you, your faith is being fed. You're like, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. I'm ready. Daniel chapter 6, verse 23. Notice what he says. Verse 21 says, then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. This was when he was thrown into the lion's den. My God sent his angels and shut the lion's mouth, and they have not harmed me, because I was found blameless before him and also before you, O king. I've done no harm. Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. He had believed in his God. That was the guarantee for his security at that time. Oh, sometimes life feels like you are in the lion's den. But through your faith, through believing in God, you can be delivered. This morning, any form of captivity or any situation that you are in that may feel like being in the lion's den, in the mighty name of Jesus, I see you coming out. Yes, as you believe God, I see you coming out without no head and without no harm. If that's you, say a big amen.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory.
Thank you.
And then also, we needed to experience the miracles, the blessings that God has packed for us. Romans chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. Listen to what he said about Abraham. Romans chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. Glory be to the name of God. It says, what shall we say was gained by Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh? The Crowded Translation says, what was it that Abraham found? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. But what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. What did Abraham find? He found faith in God. Oh, the Bible says, when you are founded, then there shall be a reward, and your expectation shall not be cut off. Oh, as you discover the word of God concerning your life, concerning whatever you may be faced with, when you are founded,
yes,
come
What did Abraham find? He found faith. He believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness.
Yes, yes.
That man was old. But when I encountered with the word of God at the age of 75, totally transformed his life. In the natural, he wasn't supposed to have been able to give back. But he came to that point where he said, if God has said it, I believe it.
I believe it.
And there was a performance when he believed.
Come on.
It was counted to him for righteousness.
Amen.
So all these goodies that we are talking about, how do we get it? How do we get faith? Oh, if we can get faith, then we can do all these things.
Come on.
That are being described here. Romans chapter 10. Thank you, Lord. How do we get it? Thank you, Lord. What is the source of faith?
Come on, Holy Ghost.
Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Verse 7. Actually, let's start from verse 8. But what does it say? The word is near you, Romans 10, 8. In your mouth. Notice, the word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Verse 9. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's how you got
saved. That's the word.
Notice, for with the heart, one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Verse 14. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in whom of whom they have never heard? You cannot believe without hearing. And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Where does faith come from this morning? Please tell me. Where does it come from? Faith comes from hearing and hearing. Hearing and hearing. Not hearing in one ear and it going out the other. Hearing and hearing the word of God. He says, how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? They can't. How does they are they to believe on whom they have never heard? You cannot believe without hearing. I had an interesting experience yesterday. I went out. There's an apartment that I'm working on. And so Saturdays, most of the day, I just spend my time studying and praying and getting ready. And then this yesterday, I went out there and I was distributing flyers and tracts on the door. You know, the people cannot believe without hearing. Somebody has to tell them. So as I was putting the tracks and the flyers out there, a young boy walked out and I said, where's your mother? Do you go to church? They said, yes, we go to church. And so I said, okay, that's good. Then I put the flyer on one of the doors. And the child told me, and I put the other one there, and he said, the one here is dead. And this scripture is what came to me. And when I looked at the door, it looked like the door had been forced open. A very surreal moment. So I was like, there's somebody, maybe the person died in the room right there. Did somebody get to this person with the gospel before they die?
Come on.
There are so many people around that without hearing, they cannot believe.
That's right.
Amen.
And then they said, the other door has moved. And then as I went along, I was just putting on the doors I put it on the door. I was walking away and a young man opened the door. And I was like, oh, we are in the neighborhood sharing the love of Jesus with our neighbors and inviting them to church. And then I started explaining to him, I started speaking to him about the gospel. And by the word of God, faith came into his heart. And after I asked him, would you want to receive Jesus Christ into your heart? And he said, yes. I said, let me pray with you. And right there on that spot, to the glory of God, he gave his life to Jesus. Jesus.
Amen.
He entered the kingdom of God and he said, I've been looking for a church. I was like, I come and join us. We'll be happy to have you.
Right.
Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. That's what he's saying. How can they believe without hearing?
Come on.
No. But it seems that we know that when it comes to salvation, or the, what we call salvation, it encompasses a lot, but we know that when it comes to the new birth, but it seems that when it comes to certain areas of our lives, we separated this, the faith to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost comes the same way. Faith to receive healing comes the same way. Faith to receive your needs met comes the same way. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Glory.
That is what our lives should be about. They are neighbors, they are our co-workers. They must hear the word of God and believe and be born again. Turn to Acts chapter 14, verse 7. Let's see an interesting story there. Acts chapter 14, verse 7. You see, no, thank you, Lord. Let's go to Acts chapter 11, verse 13. Thank you, Lord. You'll get to Acts chapter Acts 14, yeah, surely. But Acts 11, 13, listen to what Peter was recounting his experience in the house of Cornelius. And he told us how he had seen the angel stand in his house and say, send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will declare to you a message by which you will be saved, you and all your household. And King James says he will tell you word.
Mm-hmm.
By which you will be saved. Cornelius was devout, but he wasn't saved. Men and people are saved by hearing word.
Yes.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Cornelius hadn't heard, so he couldn't believe and be saved. He will tell you word. By which you will be saved. That word translated said that in the same way that in other places Jesus said, you will be made whole. So people are saved by hearing word. People are healed by hearing word. We are delivered by hearing word. Now I'm ready for Acts chapter 14, verse 7. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. It says, and there they continued to preach the gospel. What did they preach?
The gospel.
What did they preach, please?
The gospel.
Thank you. And now at Lystra, there was a man sitting who could not use his feet. He was crippled from birth and had never walked. He listened to Paul speaking. What was Paul speaking? The gospel.
The gospel.
Come on.
And Paul, looking intently at him and seeing that he had faith to be made well, said in a loud voice, stand upright on your feet. And he sprang up and began walking.
Yes.
And there they preached the gospel. There they preached the gospel. Is there power in the gospel to make a man who was crippled, who had never walked in his life, and make him walk? Yes, absolutely yes.
Yes.
Come on, come on.
Yes.
That means that healing is part and parcel of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
If all, if the apostle Paul and they are gone and told this man that the miracles that Jesus Christ did stop with Jesus when he died, and they have all seen, would it have had faith to be healed?
Amen.
That means of a necessity, they must have been preaching that Jesus took your infirmity and your sicknesses. Where did he get the faith from? From what was preached? Did Paul pray for him yet? No. He got faith from what was preached. Paul did three things. He preached the gospel to the man. He perceived that the man had faith to be healed.
Uh-huh.
He told the man to rise up and walk.
Mm-hmm.
The man did three things. He heard Paul preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
He had faith to be healed. That's what the Bible says.
Come on.
He leaped up and walked.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a casual reader of the Bible, you say Paul healed the man. I mean, Paul didn't heal the man any more than I healed somebody. The man himself had faith to be healed.
Yes, yes.
Where did he get for faith from? From what was preached.
Uh-huh.
This Jesus Christ is still the same. When that same gospel is preached, the results are the same.
Right, come on.
One day we're here preaching just like this. And a woman came in here. She said, I'm scheduled for brain surgery. My knee, there is pain in there. And she had it. And faith came when she heard the word of God being preached. And we prayed with her. I cast that disease to the roots and to the ground. I said, God, may God heal you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. And after the service, she kept saying, Jesus has done it. Jesus has done it. Jesus has done it. You see, when you see faith, you can see it. And to the glory of God, when she went, they did that test. They couldn't find anything. They couldn't find what was wrong with her brain. Glory to God. And her legs were completely healed as well. This morning, like I said, this is not Jesus' first day on the job. Oh, no. This is not his first day. Whatever you are faced with, faith can make it possible.
Amen.
Faith can make it possible. Faith can make it possible. Faith can make it possible. Remember, all things are possible to him that believe. This is your hour.
Yes.
This is your day.
Yes.
This month is your month. Oh, may you experience the hand of God. Oh, Isaiah 53, verse 1, he says, who has believed the report? Our report. And I've already referenced it in Romans chapter 10. And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? That is talking about the power of God. As you believe God in this season, as you make an endeavor to develop your faith, in the mighty name of Jesus, may the arm of the Lord be revealed in your life.
Amen.
If that's you, say a big amen.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I've done it again. I'll preach myself happy this morning. To the glory of God. Oh, but this morning, first things first. If maybe you've never made a call, let's close our eyes, please. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Everybody, if you are here, I'm not talking about going to church. You may go to church and still not be saved. Putting a motor in the garage doesn't make it a car. You must be born again, Jesus Christ. So if you are here and you've never made a commitment to Jesus, and you say, I want to come to Jesus, I need this wholeness that you are talking about in my life. I want to have a personal relationship with Jesus. If you've never done that, just raise your hands and we'll pray with you. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you are watching online with us or listening, so this, after the fact, thank you, Lord. Everyone in here is saved. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now talk to God this morning. Talk to God this morning. I don't know what you may be confronted with. I don't know what you may be dealing with. And if you are listening to us and you want to receive Jesus, the gift of his son, just say, Lord Jesus, I've heard your word. Today I believe. Whether you were raised from the dead, and I confess with my mouth, you as Lord, and thank you, I'm saved. Help me to live my life to serve you and to please you in Jesus' mighty name. One of the characteristics of Abraham was his obedience. He did whatever God told him to do. And so this morning, talk to God and say that I will obey you. Whatever you tell me to do, I will do it. That is the access to the greatest life on the earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, talk to God this morning. 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 Talk to him. Open your mouth. The Lord, your word will be real to me. Let's prepare our heart to receive communion this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, the power of God is present in this place. The power of God is present in this place. Thank you.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You see, Jesus Christ came to redeem us from sin, to redeem us from sickness, to redeem us from the curse of the law. Galatians says, Galatians chapter 3 says, to redeem us from the curse of the law, to bring us into God's very best. And as we put him first and give him our very best, oh, we experience his very best as well. If you are saved this morning, you can partake of the communion with us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. So that in Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith. He came to redeem us from the curse of the law. He came to redeem us from the curse of the law. The curse of spiritual death, the curse of sickness, and the curse of poverty. He came that we might experience his very best. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so set yourself this morning as we come to the communion table. Oh, that you will receive. If you need healing in your body, this is a very good opportunity. And to receive healing in your body. His body was broken for us, that we might receive his wholeness. We overcome by the blood and by the word of our testimony. Oh, because of the blood of Jesus, he has purchased an eternal redemption for us. That blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Glory, for I receive from the Lord what I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. You see, the Apostle Paul wasn't there physically. Jesus came to him and revealed it to him. He took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Lord, we partake of this morning. Not in our own righteousness, but in your righteousness. Knowing that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Knowing that your body was broken for us, that we might be made whole. He said, do this in remembrance of me. Let's partake of his body this morning in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Let's partake of his blood this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Close your eyes and appropriate the benefits of his body and his blood in your life. This morning, in every area of your life where you need wholeness, receive it in the name of Jesus. If you need healing, receive it in your body this morning, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, in every area of your life, if there is hurt and if there is wound, if there's any hurt in your life, let the blood of Jesus heal you this morning. If the devil is supping on you and stealing your joy, receive joy in the mighty name of Jesus. If for some reason the enemy is tormenting your life, receive your deliverance this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, he was made naked that we might receive protection. We have come into a new kingdom. Talk to him and receive the benefit this morning. Receive the benefit in every area of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, his mighty presence is here. His mighty presence is here. Talk to him this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. His mighty presence is here. His mighty presence is here. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Together, please. Lord,
thank you
for the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. In the name of Jesus, help us to get the revelation of your word in our heart and work in victory in every area of our life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, raise your hands and give him praise and glory. Before we go, let's raise up our hands, please. In the name of Jesus, this week is declared a blessed week. This new month is declared a blessed month. In the mighty name of Jesus, may goodness and mercy follow you every single day of this week. In the mighty name of Jesus, may your defeat be turned to triumph. In Jesus' mighty name, may you only know victory and no defeat. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, may this month be the best month ever of this year. In the name of Jesus, may he fill your mouth with testimony. In Jesus' mighty name, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine on you and give you his peace. In Jesus' mighty name, may you know his peace. May nothing disturb your peace. Everything that causes you to shed tears, may you know the joy of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Everyone say a big amen. Amen. Say a loud amen. Amen. Say a loud amen. 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 Wow. Lord and my God. What do we do now?
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.